Go ahead and get rolling here. Go ahead and call our March board meeting to business meeting to vote or to call it to order. Jim, would you cover our minutes from the previous meeting?
I was going to say, there's a sheet of paper that's going around that's got, we want everybody to check in and sign in. So please make sure you do that. So Lake Elbow Club Board of Directors meeting Thursday, February 7th, 2023. In attendance, Dave Spinogle, Randy Lau, Brent McKeeman, Jim Lund, RJ Whitlock, Karen Van Fleet, and Mark Yeardley. Not in attendance, Rita Taylor. Guests in attendance, there were a lot. And I hope I got all of them. Dan Van Fleet, Glenn and Brian Baker, Carol Thornborough, Alan and Chad Hopper, Jim and Michelle Waters, Lori Moses, Mark Pritzer, Alan and Janetta Skidmore, Julian and Sherry Gilmore, Reese Crisby, Cash, Kathy Lund, Jean Tibbett, Harold Brooks, Shannon Yeardley, Nancy Gorman, and several other guests. Jim read the minutes from the January 2023 board meeting. Karen Van Vliet, motion to approve the minutes. Brent McKeenan second, motion carried. Brent McKeenan presented the treasurer's report. Brent covered the highlights of the report. Discussion occurred about propane costs. In the future, we will prepay propane. Dave requested a motion to file the treasurer's report for audit. RJ Whitlock motioned, Karen Van Vliet seconded, motion carried. Dave Spinogle welcomed guests. Old business. Assistant secretary discussion. Brent made a motion for starting an assistant board secretary position to be a yearly appointment. Primary responsibilities: assist board secretary to record, draft, and send to board draft and send to board notes and post approved minutes online. Assist president with the agenda, post treasurer's reports online in members only section, keep current Lake Elbow website to include members list, calendar of events, rules, or bylaws, updates, and other items. Et cetera, to be determined by the board president, secretary, and or webmaster. Compensation, $50 per meeting. Projects to also include help identify missing and add old files as needed to the website. Paper files, establish system of long-term storage for board records, compensation $15 an hour. Brent McKeeman made a motion, Karen Van Vliet seconded, motion carried. Covenant renewal status, 59 of 63 have been signed. Karen Van Vliet has all of them. She has established a list of who is still outstanding. Dave commented on how well the process is going. Water testing. Brent will work with Tom Hood. We started with a great group out of Salina, but their primary job is drinking water testing. Brent has suggested for the next go around, we use some Menards tests. Cost will be about $40 per test instead of $400 per test. Brent made a motion that this year we do in-house testing two times per year. RJ seconded, motion carried. Insurance. We still have till July before the renewal. Jim Waters offered to help look at the policy and helped direct the lake. Brent suggesting keeping it open to other members for input, tabled till next meeting. Rules and bylaws, tabled for now. Need to review soon. Dave wanted to submit to the county for recording along with the covenants. Clubhouse expansion. Dave suggested we start getting together some financials for the project. Board's current plan is not to fund the project from the general fund dollars. Need to come up with some fundraising ideas and ways to get the project funded. Alan Skidmore had Mike from DNR Construction come out to come up with some ideas. New business, mowing contract. Received four bids, all were for 30 mowings. Zach Bottenberg, $7,650. AJ's Lawn and Service, $13,000. Paul Struck, $8,880. Tossick Landscape, $6,015 for 30 mowings. Jeff offered to do a walkthrough With the new contracted mower, Jim Lund made a motion to accept the low bid of Tussock Landscape. Brent McKeenan seconded. Motion carried. 75th anniversary celebration. Discussion started with fireworks. Normally, our budget has been around $5,000 per year. Last year, because of shortage of fireworks, we spent approximately $7,500. RJ made a motion to spend $8,000 in fireworks. Brent seconded. Motion carried. Dave asked the guests if they had formed a committee for the 75th anniversary celebration. Janetta shared some sample drawings from front and back ideas for t-shirts. A graphic artist would help edit the design to clean up the design. Carol brought up if we could get Petty Cash Band for $1,200. Lots of discussion occurred about the band and event planning. Brent made a motion to have the membership work out the details of the band, and the band will not be sponsored by the Lake Elbow Board. Jim Lund seconded. Motion carried. Activities: cardboard boat race, survivor, ski show, fishing derby, pink flamingos, bucket pong, and more great ideas to come. Alan Skidmore brought up an idea of a neat ski show. Would like to get it in. Dave brought back up the idea about getting a committee formed. Wants the event to be fun. Randy Lau would be the liaison for that committee. Dave spoke about dredging and road funds and how the lake allocates monies to them. Each fund receives 25% of all dues and assessments collected each year. Dave brought up that the 25% belonging to the road fund had not been set aside from the 2022 collection. Brent made a motion to place 25% of the 2022 dues and assessment collection into an interest-bearing account designated for the road fund. RJ seconded. Motion carried. Dave discussed adding to the bylaws the allocation of money to the road and dredge fund, budget meeting. Brent will run the meeting. Our meeting will be at 6:30 on February 28th. Stray cat, feral cats. Brian Baker spoke about the feral cat issue near his home, was concerned about the health issues for both humans and pets. Brian has spoken with lots of people about the issue. Dave Spinagle also made calls looking for help and ideas on the topic. Everyone spoke of capture, neuter, return. Not sure the board has a solution currently for the issue. Board member responsibility tabled. Dog issue. Mark Pretzer came to the board with a dog issue with neighbors and their dogs. Mark had been attempting to handle issue himself. Multiple conversations with dog owner, multiple conversation with Pot County Sheriff, is now requesting help from the board. Mark McMillan spoke and does not feel safe when the dogs are out. Mark spoke of a time when he felt trapped on his riding mower. Both he and his dog feel unsafe. Multiple people have reported issues with these dogs. Multiple people have spoken with Phil Hirsch about the issue. Randy made a motion to have the board send both the renter and the homeowners a letter. Brent McKeenan seconded. Motion carried. Letter to renter and the homeowner. Membership application for Spencer Slocum. Spencer has gotten the title for his home in his name. Spencer has applied for membership. Jim Lund made a motion to approve. Karen Van Fleet seconded. Motion carried. Workday. Select a day, April 22nd. Chili cook-off event, March 11th. Board member responsibility and dues and expectation. Mentioned everyone be positive in their roles. Lots of discussion about responsibilities. Discussion about the website. Multiple people will help with editing. Brent McKeenan made a motion to adjourn the meeting. Karen Van Fleet seconded. Motion adjourned at 8:30. Meeting adjourned at 8:30. Next board meeting, March 7th, 2023, 6:30 p.m. Lake Elbow Clubhouse. Any corrections?
Small amendment, if I may. Page one on a discussion occurred about propane costs. If instead of we will prepay propane, if we could say the discussion was we were going to look into it, and that decision is most likely going to be made in like August when that comes out. So we are
in the future, we will look into prepaid propane.
And just spelling, I know it's not correct.
Change.
It's a B all the way through.
Okay.
It's correct at the top of my last name, but all the way through.
I see it. Yep.
All right.
I know it's autocorrect, is it?
Yeah. Or it could be me. I'm not saying
I got to add it to my dictionary and everything.
I'll do that.
Well, motion to approve minutes, and I want minutes are 5 pages long. This is excellent. This is comprehensive. Good job. That's a big meeting. Thank you.
It's clear quite a bit, I think, that night also. But yeah, I'll second the motion for
approve the minutes as amended. All right, Brent, would you cover the treasurer's report for us, please?
All right, let me see the balance sheet, March 7th. Our checking account, $98,258. Our memorial fund, $2,047. Our money market road fund, $99,833. Total liquidity at Commerce Bank, $200,139. Depreciation, it's skipping ahead a bit, but we covered at length with our CPA in the budget meeting, multiple questions. One of the things I appreciated from her was her discussion about depreciation. The lesson learned was, though that is a big number, just leave it alone. That's how our books work.
Just a reference point.
It's a reference point. It's how we depreciate everything. And so same thing for caretaker's house at $70,000. It doesn't make sense for us to fluctuate that number at all. Clubhouse at $93,654. Continue to post those values. Storage building, $13,260. So total buildings, $176,914. Machinery and equipment, $118,338. That number does fluctuate when we have depreciation of equipment, and it is different from previous year due to changes in equipment. The clubhouse and the spillway numbers are consistent year to year. Again, her advice was to leave that as they are. Land, $57,372. I did receive all of the Pott County assessments, if there was interest in that. For all of our various lots owned throughout the lake. Total fixed assets, $79,138. So total assets, $279,278. So that total asset number does include the depreciation as a negative number.
Real quick, that $99,000 in the road fund, that includes, we've made that trend, that deposit already.
That includes the $32,000 that we transferred after the previous meeting. Current liabilities, $40.19. That is, it's not from a $40 transaction, it's from like a $150 transaction that $40 didn't get paid through the auto pay of the credit card. But anyway, long-term liabilities is $45,233. Total liabilities, $45,274. Retained earnings to this point of the year, $152,000. 714, net income, $81,289. Those numbers are, you know, a little bit arbitrary. We've received approximately $80,000 in our total $120,000 of dues. So we're approximately two-thirds received for our income of the year at the two-thirds point. Profit loss page. We received in the month of February $1,935 in assessments, dues $17,029, minor income $10.59. I am proud of that as a fund that's accumulated through our interest bearing accounts that we now have. Caretaker's home, the monthly. Clubhouse, 260. That would mean it was rented twice. Total income for February, $19,985. Expenses for the month of February. One of the good things, I particularly appreciate some of the comments about tracking like events. So I've started to do specific entries. So you'll notice the chili cook-off titled separately. It's not titled office and event supplies. And I intend to do that with each of the events that we do. So when there's a Halloween party, it'll have its own Halloween party category. So anyway, 108 was the current expenses. Clubhouse maintenance, 102. Interest expense, 177. Sure, I'm not getting off my.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Well,
because we have professional fees in there. We had 702 was our professional fees, but that'll include the regular CPA bill we get, and then we had another bill from our attorney. Utilities, 359. We've discussed propane. We're probably going to, of course, now drop off as it warms up, but it is something I would like to figure out how we can be more efficient on. It seems high. Total expenses for February, $1,554. So a net income for the month of $18,431. The last pages are the aging. One of our agenda items later on is to talk about dues. It's that time of year where we would now start to apply late fees. We can talk at that point in the agenda. We have one carryover from 2022. I'd like to have consensus from the board of how to address. But otherwise, we're doing good. We have about 40,000. You see on that second page of the aging report, if you look at that 91 and over column, even though it's kind of a funny way to say it, because it includes people who aren't actually past due, they've paid their first half. But anyway, with that $40,131, that's what we intend to receive for the remaining dues and assessments.
All right. Any questions about the treasurer's report? Motion to file the treasurer's report for audit.
I motion to file it.
All right. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. Nice big turnout again. This is a couple months in a row. We'll get through this stuff as quickly as we can. We have some old business that we need to tend to, and we have some new business that we have on the agenda that people that had reached out to us ahead of time. Is there anybody here that has anything to bring before the board that's not already on the agenda? Okay. If you do, just speak up and let me know, and we'll add you into our other business here at the end. So first thing we have on the old business was following up on the dog issues from last month. I know we received a couple letters from both, one from the renters, one from the landlord. To my knowledge, there's been no additional issues. I think our deal from the last meeting was we heard concerns from multiple members, not just Mark, I know, and Mark, and there was actually a couple other members that spoke up. And since then, I've even been approached by another member that made comments about some activities down here around the clubhouse that occurred. As a board, these things, and it's stated in our rules that when we have issues, we try to work them out amongst ourselves. And if that can't be done, then we bring them to the board. And I think so far that's been followed. It sounds like there's quite a bit of emotion involved in a lot of it. Totally understand from both sides of the fence. And I think from a board standpoint, I think we were in a position that we just had to notify the membership or the members involved, the renters and the landlords of what was brought before the board. I'll open it for discussion at this time. But to my knowledge, we've had no more issues at this time. We just hope that everybody can work it all out together.
Well, I haven't responded to that letter, but every paragraph I can back up It's a lie. I want to see the text messages where I said I would kill that dog. Because the next morning, I gave all my text messages to the police. And they're up there with my phone. And in that letter, it says the dog hadn't got out since summer. It was in Jeff's backyard here on Facebook. I sent you a photo of it, Super Bowl Sunday, on the 12th. I got my letter in the morning, put in my door.
All I know is the letters went out about that time, yeah. So I was kind of loud a little.
If anybody wants to look at pictures of Michelle walking through Kathy's with the dog off leash, the dog's playing in the road, playing on Kathy's, on the 12th of February at about 4:30 to 5:30. You can look at them. I got them all.
Has there been any issues since then?
That's the issue. You guys said you'd give them one more chance.
And yeah. I would believe that's about the time the letters went out. The Super Bowl Sunday, the letters went out probably that Friday. If you got one in your door, is it from the mailman?
I got one on my door the Sunday.
That was me delivered.
That was hand-delivered. So, you know, they were mailed out probably Friday. So, in all fairness, they probably hadn't received the letters yet.
I'm just not going to... these lies, every paragraph, like there's a lie, I can back up, and the police can back it up.
Well,
and those cameras were told, I was told by the Clark County Police Department to put those cameras, they told me how high to put them, what tree to put them, because they know there's a problem.
I think everything's been addressed, and I think we just hope that things work out, and unless somebody else has something else to say. I appreciate your situation, Mark, and I know you're frustrated. You've talked to me about it multiple times. We've addressed it the best we can at this point. And
well,
like I said,
multiple people spoke up.
There were. I mean, it wasn't just you. So, you know, with that.
I'm here to take the blame, but I'm going to tell you, it's multiple people, and people are still scared to walk that road. It's a threatening situation when those dogs charge, and even if they stop, Sherry Bonowitz, they charged her twice, and she just scared to death walking up there. He said they stopped, Mark, but so, you know, as long as they're charging, there's a problem.
Just so it isn't just Dave talking, please know that the board was taking it very serious. I appreciate the detailed minutes to show some of the conversations that happened. I had a chance to read both the letters thoroughly, and I want to appreciate the land, you know, Lance. I thought they were very nice letters, and gosh, they did go into detail. But one of the things that really struck me near the end of both letters is how they talked about, you know, they want to be good members. They are good members out here at the lake, and we're being respectful of each other. And anyway, I thought they were. They're good letters, and I appreciate them writing back to the board. So we made sure to try and disseminate those out as best we could, so that everyone that's had a chance to see them. And Mark, to your point, I stopped counting when I got to five different people that said similar things. I myself have seen the dogs out at the beach, so it's not just you. But please give us a chance to address this.
Okay. So we're in agreement one more time.
You know, we just have to take each situation, you know, at a time. I mean, it's all we can do. You know, things happen. Things happen. You know, sometimes it's out of your control. You know, but obviously there was more than just you concerned about it. So we appreciate the letters. What's that?
Keyword is multiple.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'd like to say something. First off, we do try to control our dogs. We love everybody living out here. We have tried to get along with everybody that we come in contact with. Our kids hang out with numerous families around the lake, and numerous families' children have been to our house and have been around our dogs. We know their temperament, and they are dogs. They're going to be... but they are. They're not vicious. We have statements from our vet that we had to get requirements for the state, become foster parents, that our dogs show no hostility towards other animals or people. This is straight from our vet. And if any of you know a vet, you can ask how many of them will write a letter like that. Very few will put their license on the line. But our pets have been in nursing homes. Our Nala, a lot of you have seen, has grown up in Westmoreland's Well Springs nursing facility around elderly and handicapped. She goes to work with my wife, be around the elderly. She is not legally classified, but they adopted her as a therapy dog. So she is not aggressive in any way. Tucker, our other one, he's a puppy. And puppies act the way puppies act. As far as communication from anyone around the lake, sorry, this is the first we've heard of it that you guys had. Talked to you guys in the past, and not all of you guys, if you would have come to us and said, hey, Lance, your dogs are scaring us. Could you please do something? We respect you too. Like I said, we've spent time with you.
That's why would. Not as afraid to approach the house because of the dog.
Well, yeah, my number as well. And they're calling me, and we could have discussed it.
And then I thought it was something that could be limited. And I know when the kids play with the dogs, the dogs will go. And I told the woman that one time I saw the dog out there, and they were together. And it was a young lady who was playing with the dog. This is the good spot. So I took Bubbles on the big yard, which is away from the house, for charity. And I came back towards our garage, and the dog was there around the big tree, facing me. The kids were gone. And that dog could outrun me, and I could not carry my little dog fast enough. That was straight. That was the time when I thought, okay, I have to say something.
Yeah.
But you're right. I knew this was already going on. If you guys can control it at this point, I even talked to Bill about it. If that dog comes into my yard, and if ever, I will let you guys know first. And it'll be a complaint.
Yeah.
It won't be a question. I won't hide.
We don't want you to feel that way.
Yeah.
We understand.
Yeah. I shouldn't be afraid to walk
around. They're ridiculous. That's why we have a new fence system.
We apologize.
And I hope the fence system they have really does. And that would be fine. They need to be trained. Because being able to go across the street for a year, and then all of a sudden know that they can't do it anymore.
Yeah, that's why we also, when kids are out there now, they're not only do that thing, they have the control of the shoes, so they stop them. And I personally, since this letter came out, I look out the window before I take them out to ensure that you are not out there as well. Anyway, there's Bubbles, I can understand when that bubble shoes. But like I said, hearing from them is the first incident we've had. As far as Mark, the one incident of communication we had from him was him telling Clark Officer Deputy Clark from our County Sheriff's Department that he was going to shoot our dog if it came to his yard. That was the first aggressive conversation we had with Mark about that when Deputy Clark knocked on our door and informed us that Mark had called him to say that our dogs were a nuisance and were off leash. Well, the officer explained to him, the officer told us, that Pot County itself does not have a leash law. Dick Elbow does. And we understand that when we're off property, we're going to have them on a leash. There's no question about it. Have they gotten out? Yes, we apologize.
We really honestly love their walking in the neighborhood because I don't want them to get in the habit of thinking, this may sound odd, but I want them to get in the habit of thinking this is their neighborhood. That's why we like quit taking Tucker to the beach as soon as we found out that's where he went when he ran away. We go to the river, so now he associates that. And so our niece likes to take them on a walk occasionally, but we have limited that for sure since this, which is okay with us. They're more of an outdoor going on a trail kind of dogs, and we let them out in the yard. So that's what we're doing as well, is that we're not walking them, taking them off our property here at Lake Elbow. They have plenty of room to go that way, and we provide them opportunities to go off property to go swimming. We're very anal with our children about them because
their dogs and they're going to run off, but I don't want our neighbors, you know? So we appreciate you taking what we're saying into consideration. I just really want it all to go away.
We appreciate you guys coming and speaking, and you know, I appreciate everybody's position on this. Believe me, we all have stuff we have to deal with out here with neighbors and living with each other. I think our ultimate goal is just, you know, everybody get along, and hopefully we can work this out, and hopefully there's, you know, no further issues, and that's all we can hope for. I mean, now it's out, everybody knows it, it's not a secret. So and I, again, appreciate the responses. Appreciate you guys taking time to come tonight.
And I do apologize for people walking by. I knew that they were ditch shop, but no one else did. And I didn't think of it until Christy said something about, hey, maybe we should get a fence or a sign. I'm like, well, duh. Then people walking by will be see a sign knowing that the dogs are under control. When they're out there and they don't see a person. But I can tell you, we are watching them. 90% of the time, we're giving the fence a 10%, you know, because we're nervous and we want to make sure that for right now they are corrected 100%. So
I appreciate the sign. I've seen it. I appreciate how quickly it went up after the letters and stuff. If you don't mind, what's the function of the fence? Is it one of the buried wires? Is it one of the Wi-Fi GPSs?
It's an electronic signal, and the one we currently has is set up for anywhere between 100 to 900 feet. If they go out the remote, from the remote, if they go out that side, outside that, it gives them a beep, and then 3 seconds later, shocks. Until they get back across that, it will continue to shock.
So it's a receiver that's sending a direct signal. There's some modern new ones that are all...
The next one we're buying is called the Halo, which is GPS to where you can map out where you want them allowed to go. And if they go outside that, it shocks them. It's just that quick.
I was just curious. As I've heard, Mark, I've looked at the Halo.
So what we've done, we're going with that one. The waterproof one's given us a little bit of trouble and stuff the river. So we went with the radius one. We didn't trust it because... while it was good to go in the woods and back behind our property, a circle radius wasn't giving us an exact to the road. And they really like that big cedar tree, which I do not like now, knowing that they startle bubbles, but I'm glad now we're going to move their yard to the other side for a minute. And it wasn't letting them go around that tree. And so then now we've changed it to a perimeter one that they can only go inside that perimeter, and then it brings them back. Majority of the time right now, we have it on a self. We mandate the shocking because we're very particular about where they're going and not allowed to go. Like, we don't want them getting out of going in the driveway, so that's a shock to them. Let them go up and play with landlord's dog because that's an allowable VR at times. So the Halo one is one of them.
We've been trying to...
We'll let you know if it works.
And Mark can attest to this. We've been letting them out in our driveway area more often than out in the yard. So that way they're allowed to go up into the trees where they're not interfering with anybody. They go up into the trees behind our cars and stuff like that. So we've been trying to regulate how much they are out in the main yard, especially at certain times of the day when we know there's going to be a lot of people out. So we try to move them into other areas so that they're not out visible. They go up in the trees and play around, and our fence still controls them up there as well.
Well, thank you guys again, and appreciate everybody's situation here. It's never easy when you end up in these deals, and we just hope that with the awareness that we can all work it out, and hopefully going forward we don't have any more issues.
Thank you.
Just like I said,
thank you.
There is any issues, just call us. Don't hesitate. We're not gonna.
Yeah,
thank you.
Appreciate it, guys. Next item I had on the old business is a covenants renewal.
I have 65.
Okay.
And if anyone's interested, look at the list. And if you want to reach out, I've reached out to most of the people on the list. Either have not got them called, haven't called me back, or.
Yeah, we're kind of to our number, but we're still accepting them.
Well, yeah.
So if anybody still has covenant renewals that they'd like to turn in, you can bring them to a board member or just drop them in the yellow box out here, the yellow mailbox out here by the road. Once they're notarized and stuff. Are you seeing them coming in with bills like when people pay their?
I thought they would.
We've been, every time she's been expecting one, it'll show up. And I would have us think about our goals for filing, given the 45 days to file. So the July is kind of our drop dead.
Right.
So what would be our
mid-May? We need to be meeting with the lawyer or meeting with the attorney and having that done, which means we want to have a adjustments to the bylaws and rules done at the same time. So we can talk about that further. And I'll look through the list for you if you want. That way, if there's somebody on there, I don't mind bugging. I'll bug them.
Okay. I'll let you do that because I bugged enough.
Well, we're way ahead of schedule. I mean, we did it. I think our plan it worked out doing it at the annual meeting.
So you want all these pretty much done by mid-May, or do we want to say end of April if we want?
I'd say try to.
Turning them over to the file.
I'd say in the next few weeks, next couple of weeks, we should be able to get the remainder and trickle in. We just add them to the list.
Okay.
So next item we had was the delegating board member responsibilities. And I don't think we were going into a lot of detail. We were just looking to tag names to.
I'm just looking to have people raise their hand, board members and members if they were interested, but to have board members in particular raise their hand for particular items that they want to be a part of, that they have responsibility for.
I'll do the rules and bylaws because I started that. I just got to get them approved by the board.
Okay. And I think we'll probably, we'll work on that as a board for approval. But yeah, you've already done a lot of the work on that.
And we want to omit and everything. I just got to get copies for the new board.
As far as the clubhouse expansion, was there somebody that's got
it? I think that was going to be Rita.
Yeah, I thought Rita said she had to handle that.
We want to partner anybody with Rita just to not have it.
Dave's on the table.
All right.
Any equipment?
I have kind of interest in equipment that would welcome anybody with it.
You can throw me on there too.
Yeah, throw me on there.
Sounds great. All right, I'll let RJ go on there, and I'll take on the dam outlet tube since I'm already up to my neck in the dam project. In the
project.
In the dam project. As well as road and dam improvements. You can throw me on there too.
I'd throw me on that road. I have to on the road improvements or brush detail on that. I got the chainsaw.
Insurance is.
Best trees at the bottom. Just one guy.
Insurance is kind of a big one.
I'm willing to do it. Was always kind of
have contact with her.
I would look for any, if another board member wants to.
I would kind of be interested, but I don't want to take it over. I'll be your wing person.
I'll take it. And I had seen that in the minutes for water, so I'd love to involve him as well.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yes.
So one of the things that Brent and I found, especially working with the banking, the attorney, and the insurance, was there such a benefit to have two board members in those meetings and those big conversations, because neither one of us think of everything. And then two, it's just the recollection of what did they say again, you know, after the meeting. There's a value there to have multiple board members involved in that.
I'm going to throw Yeardley under the bus, and we're going to put him on with equipment and roads and trees.
That's good to me.
One of the things, we're back to the insurance, and this, if you wouldn't mind reaching out to her, one question that we need answered is the insurance coverage as far as clubhouse, caretaker's house, and shed, as far as valuation if something was to happen.
I had taken that as a question.
It makes complete sense from Lisa saying that they aren't going to use this financial statement as a value, but it'd be nice to know how the insurance company values it and if it's stated as specifically as such in our policy. Because I know the policy is like 500 pages. I mean, it's
crazy. Or replacement.
Yeah, replacement costs, or is it valued as a certain value? Would be something I'd like to know. And then, you know, obviously we need to find a couple of insurance companies to start talking to that get some competitive bids. And I'm not 100% set on us shifting gears and changing insurance companies, but we've been with these folks for 27 years, and Brett and I both would tell you that I don't think we neither one of us felt like they were as responsive to us with the questions and concerns that we had. It just seemed like it was la-di-da.
And it was a significant increase in cost. We jumped, I don't want to be wrong, but it was something over 20% in a year's time. And that's probably across the board for everybody.
It is.
But getting a couple of other competitive bids would be.
The thing I don't want to do is shoot ourselves in the foot, because with the dam inspection that the state required, that also flagged now with the insurance company, and we have coverage, you know, and with our current company. We may find as we get into other companies that, you know, they may require more. Yeah, they may require more. They may require action on that inspection, but we don't have direction from the state on yet. So that'd just be something to be cautious of as you guys move forward on that.
On your insurance, if you let them know that you're looking, they will drop down a little bit.
Our current one?
Yeah. I mean,
maybe.
I had insurance on my place, and we had water damage. It cost us $80,000, and once they fixed it, they dropped us. I had 30 days to find new insurance, and then when I found new insurance, I thought, man, they are hosing me. They hosed me hard.
The old company or the new company?
The old company.
Yeah. So really, shop supervisors Dean and Don
and Ashley has a vested interest in the shelving and the content. Thank you.
Yes, that's been discussed.
Wait, you got volunteered for that?
You did not throw them out because I was up there today. I know for a fact you did not.
I was up there today too, looking for stop signs, and there are none. But that looks nice up there with the shelves and all the stuff. And I seen St. Patty's Day. I don't even remember what was having a St. Patty's Day party, but I guess we can now.
It is a lot.
So, Dean, you had a couple questions.
Yeah. After Don and I went up there and we had Howie with us, we'd like to get the permission from the board to approve us selling the old salt spreader and the old metal scrap that's up there. Also, we'd like to put on purple wave the front plow from the dump truck. It's not used no more. We'll never use it anymore. There's no reason to have it. We'd like to use that money that we get for paint, rock, and new lighting for the inside of the shop.
We definitely need new lighting in the shop. I was up there today and the light was on when I went in there. So,
yeah. And there's only one light working now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's break that down and get those things done real quick. So I heard a purple wave for the front plow.
Right.
ISO move.
My only concern about that plow is outfitted for that truck, the mount and everything. So, I mean, that's going
to
be worthless. It's
going
to be worthless to somebody.
That's what we want to sell is the part off of the truck.
Front of the truck, right, Howie?
The mount and everything.
Because it would be no use to us.
Take the mount off the truck and sell the mount.
Sell it with the plow.
I have no objection to that. Clear out things that we're not ever going to use.
I don't either. The only problem would be is if our snow truck ever let us down and we'd have it for backup. But that's, you know, again, we probably won't ever use it.
Right.
And it's so honestly.
Years ago, did we not talk about getting rid of the dump truck?
Yeah, but we
didn't take Reed and Company's bid for it. We decided to keep it.
We decided to keep it, but not as a salt truck.
Right.
So it has a place.
It's not the safest thing pushing snow, I'll tell you. It's almost too big for out here.
So I'm for these, and I want to make sure he's getting the permissions he's talking about. Now, so we do want to sell, get as much out of them as possible. So yes to the purple wave, the plow, and attachments. I suspect some of that will be worth no more than scrap. You know, you're talking about the salt spreader stuff that is
right now. All that stuff would be just salt and scrap.
If you can get money out of it, that's great. If it can go to if it has to go to a metal recycling, that's fine too.
Right, and Howie said he'd do a place.
Volunteered to.
Okay, I just want to make it clear that we're not putting everything away.
Right.
But we're trying to get the most out of it.
Right. I thought you retired, Howie.
I'm not sure what I did.
Is anybody else on the board want any discussion in this, or are you guys okay with it?
Probably fine. We have to, you know, like the blade has a special blade portion.
Right, on the truck.
No, on the blade itself.
Yes.
It's not a normal blade.
Right.
Okay, so we have to make sure we include that.
Yeah.
And I'll have to have Howie, because I've never put nothing on Purple Wave, so.
I'll help you down.
Okay.
We've done it a couple times now. I'd say to make it formal, I'd make a motion to liquidize those items.
And when you say scrap metal, what other is the scrap metal they're talking about?
The sands or the salt spreader.
He's saying and other scrap metal.
There's a bunch of steel poles. We went through, there's a bunch of steel poles that's bent, can't be used again. There's no sense in having them weigh everywhere.
There's all kinds of stuff.
And yeah, there's.
But I mean, but the words all kinds of stuff are certain things on that. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say.
Go ahead.
Inside or outside the shed?
Outside in the trees.
But outside in the trees, there are like old metal firework tubes.
Looks like metal firework tubes clear out there. It's buried in trees and trees growing through it.
Yeah, if they're out there, are they any good?
No, we won't use those, but I mean, but they're Bob Snyder's, so we should probably ask Bob if he probably doesn't want them.
Okay.
You know, but it's scrap metal, it's Bob's. But I'm just trying to say that, you know, I mean.
Yeah, please. You know, I didn't realize that.
So that's what I mean. Some people have some stuff up there.
Okay.
So that's why I'm trying to specifically ask. And we're just saying stuff is a big word.
Deals that maybe some of the members ought to go up and the people that have stuff up there walk around and say,
but we may not tell them for 2 months, right? What's the next newsletter going out?
Just meaning 60 days or 30 days?
No, I know. I'm just trying to say, we cleared out.
We have a bunch of boats up there that we gave more than 30 days for.
And there's still one.
There's still one up there.
Agreed.
I see where you're coming from, and we want to be fair to members, but I better to have the pressure on the people who have left stuff for years. It has trees growing through it. Pressure's on them if they still want to keep it.
I'm just saying, how are you going to
We can post it. They can post it on Facebook and say, hey, we're going to be up
not
here
everybody
picking
checks
up
Facebook.
Stuff.
I'm just trying. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Not everybody says the newsletters.
It'll get around.
It'll get around, yeah.
Okay.
It's a small community. People know that we're trying to do cleanup.
Now, we did a good job cleaning it up once before.
And
we got rid of a lot of stuff up there.
That's where a lot of stuff is. This is where this conversation was coming from, because the stuff was just gone. And other people didn't know about it.
Ashley, did you have a question?
So I think it was maybe this summer or something. I'm putting a positive spin on this.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of stuff that cleaning out, I don't know when the last time you were in there or whatever, there was a ton of stuff. And I had a really good interaction when I found, hey, this was somebody. And I just sent them a text message. And within a few days, you know, they came in and got their dishes and all kinds of other things. So I don't think it has to be so, you know,
get it or withdraw it.
Like negative.
There's so much stuff.
Yeah, you're right. That is mine. I'll be there in a couple of days to pick it up. Not a big deal. But there is a lot of stuff that
in the tree room.
Dad and I've gone up or whoever.
How soon are you guys wanting to do stuff?
This stuff is.
Well, we want to try to do the metal part. I would like to have the metal part done before work day, before cleanup day, because I would also ask for a few people, since we've had so many people turn out, a few people come up there and help us get some trees out.
Guys up there today, there's a lot of dead trees and laying on the ground and dead ones that need probably cut down.
And, and then we'd like to clean out a little bit on the inside, you know, what there's boxes, there's all kinds of other stuff like that. And then eventually, I mean, we're going to try to take this one step at a time. There's still, and I agree, there's still stuff inside the building that don't need to be there. That doesn't belong to them. We need to get that out. But, you know, that's
probably the stuff inside the shed. Maybe if you guys could make a list for us. And then, so this is, we're in March. There will be a newsletter in April. Surely we can put that on the newsletter and maybe put it on. I could post it on Facebook and say, hey, here's a list of items at the shed. Please come forward, speak up for them or something, you know, and give people a fair chance. Because I do know over time people have put stuff up there before.
Right.
we did a big cleanup a few years back, and I'd say 90% of the stuff got taken care of. But I was up there today. I seen boat seats. I seen, you know, probably boxes of stuff like Ashley's talking about that, you know. So, you know, we don't want to throw somebody's stuff away that, you know, without giving them a chance to take care of it. So.
And one more thing, and then I'll, that's all I have. The concrete, there's pieces of concrete up there. We're on the end of poles, this kind of stuff. Can we put that down below that tube that's across the street? Can we
throw it down there, you mean, for
to that down there?
The concrete.
Busted up concrete. Is it behind the shed?
Yeah, it's all busted up.
There's some out in the trees. We'd like to move that over and dump it down to the bottom. We need to get something down.
We need to get stuff down there and control that erosion.
Yep. Before I dump it, I want to make sure
that limestone still just.
We've got piles out here that we could move and that we could put down there too. The problem is we don't have, we almost need a long reach hoe or a hoe because it's out there quite a ways. You know, you could dump it with our little tractor, but I don't think it'll ever make it to the bottom of the hole.
Right. And these pieces up there are not big like these.
No.
They're smaller.
Because we're dealing with money, I'd like to make sure it's in the form of a motion. Try to sell something that's on Purple Wave. I would make a motion to sell the dump trucks, plow, and attachment. And then to empower the shop supervisors to liquidize the other metal objects that are on the outside of the shop. That's my motion.
Is Bob in town?
We're not going to start on that soon. Is there any particular color that you want the doors? The two overhead doors, that's what we're going to paint.
That's down
there. I told her pink, but you know, she didn't think too much of that.
Well, a blind guy could probably find white, so I think we ought to stick with the white.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was white or what we painted the bus stop.
Right, lighter.
Well, I guess if you painted it white, it would stick out.
Okay.
Yeah, plus you get some light through it, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
One question.
Yes.
Can I put your number down as a contact for if you have things there to clean?
Sure.
Okay. I'll put your number later.
All right.
That's Jennifer.
I did have a bullet point here on the budget meeting summary. Did you have something you wanted to touch on there?
Appreciate everyone's patience. A week ago today, the board met to have a non-voting meeting to discuss budget items, talk about money. We had our CPA from Lisa from Popper, Gassman, and Hoffman come and visit with us for first portion of the meeting. She was able to answer questions for us directly regarding depreciation, value on fixed assets, and tax. And so we had done nothing else. That was probably the most productive thing, to just communication and also any board member having contact with our CPA. So thank you. We talked income and expense. We really beat that horse. We started into three-year plans. This is not something that's set in stone. It's what I took out of that meeting and I added to. I urge us to work it over. Take a look. There are things that I think that will throw any plan out of whack, like the drain tube. If we have some, that could be a sudden thing. For the clubhouse, and they can change, you know, our plan. But this is what I was talking about when I was trying to hit on a three-year plan. So please, I welcome input. I mentioned that the last thing that I wanted to accomplish in that meeting was to discuss the creation of a lake fund. Each year, we tend to spend more than the 25% towards the lake, so there's never been a set lake fund.
Been referenced as dredge fund in the past.
And
that's because that's where the majority of the money's went.
Yes, and absolutely, we put over $100,000 in 2022 towards the lake to include paying down on dredge. So anyway, my point is that, and I can do this. It's been discussed that as a treasurer, I could make a new account, but I really am trying for cross education and consensus. I'd like to have permission to make motion to create a money market account, an interest-bearing account, and then to transfer from our checking account that has that $99,000, $15,000 from checking to new money market. Just one from checking account, non-interest-bearing, to money market account, interest-bearing. And label that in our QuickBooks, this is our lake fund. Now, we're not spending that for any purpose immediately. Really, what it is accomplishing is to establish and start setting aside for lake fund. But, and it also then accomplishes our basically our whole 25% that we would set aside in 2023. The $16,000 will automatically come out of our checking. And that's our monthly loan payment. And so 16 and 15, 31.
That's our 25%.
That's our 25%.
And we pay it in the same calendar year, which is a goal we've been wanting to achieve instead of always paying it the year after.
Amen. That's what I'd like to do. And again,
and for those of you who would be familiar with, it's always been called the dredge fund. We're just changing it to basically be the dredge slash lake fund. It'll be money's going into that account. We've kind of spent that money for several years. We're pretty close to having that, you know, nine years ago, we spent just shy of $1 million, and I think we owe $45,000 left. And we've done the board, the lake's done a tremendous job of paying that down. We started out with a plan of a 15-year plan, and here we are probably around year 10 or 11, that note will be paid off. So what Brent's talking about doing is establishing, just like we did with the roads, we've always had it in CDs, is we established a money market account that basically just allows us to earn a little more interest on it. Doing the same thing with a dredge slash lake fund that we can start building and putting money into. We're going to have some expenses for anybody that wasn't at the annual meeting. We've got our drain tube for our overflow tube here at the lake is kind of washed out down below. We're going to be working with the state probably this year to get a permit to go down there and clean that up and riprap that and build up some rock and that around that tube to help support it. It's in perfectly good shape, but over time it's washed out a little bit. And so we've got to build some support around that. And then sometime in the near future, probably in the next 5 to 10 years, the lake, the suggestion from the engineering company of the lake and from the state was that they want our spillway to be wider. They want us to have a bigger spillway area to allow water to escape the lake faster, in the sense that we get a large rain back-to-back days. So there was a couple different options. One of the options would be no longer having a road on top of the dam. Well, we didn't like that idea. And the best option that we could come up with was to shorten the dam, widen the spillway. So instead of it dropping down where it does now, it would come back this way, let's just say 100 feet for easy math, and then it would gradually drop down and it would widen that spillway so that in the case that we get a lot of rain, it would escape the lake faster. It wouldn't create such a stress or pressure on our dam. So our dam's built for strength. It's been here 75 years. Honestly, there's probably zero risk of anything happening. With all the new homes that have been built down below us, we are classified as a high-risk dam now, and we have to go through every inspections every 3 years, and we're in a little different classification, so we have to jump through some hoops. I like it. Anybody have any discussion in regards to that?
I hear a motion from Brent.
That's what I was going to say. We need to...
I'm just opening it up if anybody wants to discuss it further before we go to a second.
Is that going to, with us earning interest, is that going to upset our nonprofit?
No.
Not at all.
I second it if there's no more discussion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right.
So continuing on with that same discussion, I'd like to make a motion that for the road fund, that we now make our payments at June and December in the included year. So we make our 25%, 50% of it in June, and the other 50%.
In the same calendar year.
In the same calendar year.
Which would be great if we could afford that. That was something we discussed after the annual meeting this year, was at some point it'd be nice to get to where we were making those payments, you know, in the same calendar year.
I accept that. The discussion I'd have on it is, you know, beware of the liquidity. I don't like to ever run low balances. And the great discussion I had with Jim is, I'd like to always see our checking account fluctuate between 50 and 100. We don't need to have more than 100. When you start hitting 50, then you start thinking, okay, what's going on? Where are we going to make it to the end of the year? So we could, and it has been in the past, practice in the past, to go much lower than that. I personally don't like it. I run my own businesses, my own checking accounts to zero. I like to maintain liquidity.
Well, so, we know now from our visits, there's no advantage to us draining the checking account as part of our HOA or tax liabilities. So,
but that said, I accept that because it may be moved, and it'd be great if we could do it in June or December.
Just
beware of the liquidity.
Do we need to leave it as a motion to be reviewed in June? Move forward with that, or do you guys feel comfortable enough? We've got 100,000 now. You're going to take 16 out. We got roughly 100. You're going to take 16 out. Leaves us 84. We got 40 coming back in. You know, let's call 124. That still gives us, you know, a pretty good cushion. Figure 32 of that comes back out to go to the road fund by the end of the year, and then we would report out at the annual meeting that the monies for 2023 were paid in 2023.
So you're only taking 15, and so the difference is
we'll
15 is at the end of the year.
We're anticipating another.
We left 57,000 in the checking account. Yeah.
That was very reasonable.
Yeah,
and it can
that
be
is
done.
Right, yeah.
I just, there are things that can happen.
Right.
Most likely those things, you're going to use those funds, and they're going to be allocated. So it's just, even if you deposited them, you would just then write the check from them. Let's say you're fixing the road.
No.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I don't want a lot of.
Just trying to make it work.
We don't know what this drain tube is going to cost us. It could cost us with engineering and fees, permits, and the actual.
So we're not going to do it till next year anyway.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
That's actually probably going to happen this year, the drain tube.
Okay.
And just for everybody in the room, our discussions were, We have to address that drain tube probably this year. We're waiting on the state.
Obviously, I'll help you on that.
The clubhouse, we are talking about tentatively slating the clubhouse expansion with the patio, covered patio, for 2024. And we are planning a fairly good sized road project in 2025. That's our 3-year plan. And we feel like we can afford to do all those things without borrowing a large amount of money, maybe not borrowing any money.
So I'll second Jim's motion and I'll make a note to myself to see that to June and December as our targets. Because he is right. If we can do it,
yep, that would be ideal. That's great. All right. One thing from the budget meeting that I had as a take that was still, we had questions for her. Has she gotten back to us on any of them? One was,
She sent me an email.
Tax liabilities of selling equipment that had been depreciated out was one of them.
She wasn't able. She's working on it with one of their other bosses, Dan, and foundations was another big question she was going to get back. And she basically said it makes no sense to do the foundations because then you have double sets of books and you have no tax.
We had asked about forming a Lake Hubble Foundation for donations for, you know, people pass away, leave money to the lake, and that we were talking about forming a foundation. And the way that we're structured already, there's no, you know, a foundation like that would be for an entity that would need a, call it a tax shelter, for lack of better words. But the way we're structured, there's no need for us to do that. We have a memorial fund, and it's pretty much would be covered the same. We just wouldn't have to pay fees for a foundation to be managed from a third party.
I will report on that when she has it.
All right, appreciate it. Any other old business or moving to new business? The one thing I have here that I didn't have on the agenda is I ordered a couple stop signs today. We went with the help of Lori Moses tried to work with Pot County, and they just basically told us, forget about it. They're basically our responsibility. So I ordered two new stop signs, one to go on the post where it's missing. And I was driving out there today, and I looked over by this bus stop, and the one over there is just pure white. You can't even hardly tell it's a stop sign. So I got two new stop signs, should be here Friday. We'll get them up this weekend. I have a fence approval from Aaron McCormick, and Brent and I, and just happened to be RJ, showed up. We were down there Sunday because she needed some help. She was having struggles between her property lines and the setbacks and the rules that we had set out. So we went down there and walked it off, and she has gone to a pretty large expense to have her entire property surveyed, which was a good thing because the map that we have is not accurate to where her actual property lines are. And that house sits on one lot, so it was very limited space. We did make one adjustment to her plan. She was trying to go off of the northwest corner of her house to go out 10 feet. There's not 10 feet there, and there's a walkway. So the walkway being 5 feet, we needed about 2.5. We went 3 feet off of it, and you know, by the rules, there would be a six foot or 10% of the property width, which is 50 feet. So it would have been 5 feet, but we marked out a fence that we felt was close to her property lines, that we basically felt was fair to allow her to accomplish what she was trying to, and basically offering a variance for the two runs that run east-west. One between her and Joyce's is literally going to run the first little 13 feet of it's going to run right on her property line, which the way it's laid out, there was really no other way to do it. And then the other one is going to run 3 foot off her property line. And then it actually goes back, and it is actually shorter than the fence of Ron and Jan Harold's house is. So we felt that was fair. And with the exception of, you know, the two variances on those two sides, we felt that it was acceptable.
I did. Well, she's got a very limited space there to work with her property line pens being the way they are.
Yeah. And so she's got a bid here from Kansas Fencing. They're going to do a black, I'd call it a chain link. It's a black, it may not be a chain link. It's a rail. It's a black metal rod or rail fence. So it should be a nice fence. It's about a $8,500 investment that she's making down there for her property. So with that, I would submit this on her behalf to the board. I can't make a motion.
You want a motion? I guess I'll second it. Yeah, Randy or whoever. Yeah.
So you three were there. So we got the pre-site deal done. We'll need just to pass this around and get signatures on the on that middle section too, and then pass it back. While you're doing that, next item I had. Pretty good about hiding my stuff from myself. Here we go. Next item I had was Workday, April 22nd. I have a proposal from Anna for weed block and mulch for the flagpole area. I think total was less than $100, wasn't it? $97. Was that the total? Yeah. So I don't think there's any issue with that. Do we need to make a motion on that to approve it, or just to cover, pick it up?
Oh. I think I so moved. Should probably use my card to go pick it up. So.
Second.
Second.
She would like to do it before work day, so or at least. Yeah. So, okay. Another thing that I ran across that has kind of been in the back of my mind, our property to the north where the sediment pond is, there's a pretty steep creek bank that has washed back a little bit. There's a couple posts there. We used to, I don't know, one time I think Harold put some signs up there to warn people. The signs have kind of gone by the wayside. I would propose that we, during work day, put some fence posts and a snow fence or something along that creek bank just to keep anybody from going off of it. And probably put it back far enough that they're not even walking up to the edge of it.
Oh, is there any snow fence left up there in the shed?
Yeah, there's plenty of snow fence. And there's a bunch of new poles.
And if we need to, I know we use that for the fireworks for the 4th. And if it gets to that point and we need more, we'll just have to go buy more. But I think that's something we ought to add to the list. Anybody got anything else that they know right off the top of their head?
This is work new business?
Work days.
I wanted to suggest what I talked to you about, the dam docks.
Dam docks.
Yeah. I thought that putting 2 4-by-8-foot docks on this distance from either side of the overflow wouldn't stick out in the lake very far, only 4 foot, but it'd give a flat spot for people to fish, older people,
probably
kids.
More like a platform than a dock.
Call But not something to hook boats to or something like that, but for somebody to fish off of.
Back over here in this corner or this corner here?
On either side of this, of the overflow.
The tube.
You know.
Do you have any idea on expenses or costs?
Before I did that, I was going to ask if there was any way we could use the turkey shoot funds for a project like that.
I think it's a great idea. I'd love to see it. I think it was even you that talked to me about it. Fishing docks, someday, a true.
Well, one off the point wouldn't be bad either, but I see a lot of people on the dam.
Okay. A true fishing only, so we're keeping the hooks and stuff away from the swimming area. Nice floating one would be a great goal, but just to have something.
I don't care if it's floating or if it's permanent.
I hate to be
there's a rule.
All rich about it, but there's a rule right here.
I probably should have.
Yeah. Sorry, docks may not be constructed on the dam or spillway area or in the area of the dredging easement north of the platted subdivision. I mean,
we'd have to amend the rule.
We'd have to vote
a variance if we were going to do it.
The reason, I guess, probably not to have one on the dam is that the engineer, when I walk through with him, don't want anything to penetrate the dam. They don't even like our power poles on the backside of the dams. But I can't imagine we're talking a lot. But that was his point, was you're not supposed to.
We would definitely want to call them.
So, but I'm all for a little fishing dock. I do not.
The new fishing platform only has feet.
Okay.
Right, Harold? That one only has feet. The new fishing, the metal fishing dock, other.
Talking about putting something actually out in the water, are you, Randy?
I mean, the edge of it might be out in the water a few feet, but I don't think it has to go, way out.
You want an area that's flat that you can stand on instead of standing on that.
And if it was out over the water a couple of feet, that'd be great.
Were you talking like a fixed structure, or were you talking?
That's what I imagine.
I think we would just need to figure out what kind of construction we're discussing. What we want to build it out of, and costs, and
I didn't know there was a rule.
I didn't either. I just
seen it the other day when I was looking for the fence. I was going to mention.
How embarrassing!
Just because I'm working on all those rules and regulations. It's the only reason I knew something was in there.
Yeah, we would definitely, if we're going to bounce something fixed, we would definitely want to consult the engineers.
So maybe as a compromise, because I don't want to discourage Randy.
No, I don't either.
But for work day goals, is that something we want to shoot for work day, or we want to shoot for maybe longer term than that?
Oh, for this?
Well, we're going to have to
we're discussing work day work.
Being able to do it on the dam first, and I'll be glad to get what I think it would cost. And do we want to try floating? Go ahead.
Why don't you get some information and bring it back to the April meeting, if you wouldn't mind? This is a March meeting.
Floating docks too, or just permanent?
I thought there was a rule. We weren't allowing floating.
We have approved floating docks. We just can't use barrels.
Yeah, you can't have barrels.
So because we're on workday goals.
Yeah, we're on workday stuff right now, but we just need more information on
that. Yeah, that was excellent stuff.
And I need to call the engineer anyway to find out, make sure we have her in back from the state, and I can ask that question.
So I think we've talked about branches, right? That was a thing in the past. We had a little bit an excess of labor and almost not enough. We were at a choke point, a bottleneck, because we had people willing to work, but not enough branches cut. An idea that could be done is you can have the co-op, the REA, Bluestem, come out, cut all branches away from power lines. They just come in, they drop the branches, they're the ones up there, and then if you schedule it right, they come, and then you can have lots of branches. But that's just an idea. If we wanted to do branches as a thing for this
year.
So I'm just saying it's a way to really push branches. Maybe, I don't know, but that's one thing. I'd love to see somebody in the tractors putting millings in spots.
I think we need to get a load of millings definitely before then. There's a lot of shoulders that are starting to chip off and bust off.
I think
we could put, you know, three or four guys together at least on that, maybe a couple.
Can we get some of that state patch stuff? Doesn't that work a lot better than the straight millings?
Cold patch.
Cold patch is what I think what they're talking about.
We're talking about millings.
Were you talking about millings?
Both, because we've seen, like, I think a success story was what Harold did on that inside of that curve. He built up with the millings. And that worked really well there. It kind of can walk. It didn't work so well in the spot and the dip, coming up the dip. That didn't. So that place needs probably cold patch if that's what you're doing. But I think, you know, having a pile of millings and somebody in the tractor putting in, filling potholes is a huge win. That was a big win last time. I think Dean and Don got on their machines and made that happen. So I'd throw that out there as a work day. Have the tractor being used to fill potholes with fillings.
What about volleyball net? Yeah.
We're going to clean out down here, right? Before it gets real green down here by the drain tube on the other side, that all them bushes, them, I call them tree bushes, before everything turns green, cut all them trees
down there. Above the drainage tube.
So it doesn't cost. Don't cost the lake a bunch of money.
Yeah, we were going to do that ourselves. If you guys want to do that on work day, as long as we got the help, I don't have a problem.
Well, I mean, last year, like Brent said, we had tons of help and not enough.
That's true. We
branched out on our own and did crap that probably shouldn't have been done, but we did it anyway. You know, because it was like, I'm not going to stand here and wait 45 minutes for him when I could go over here and
turn it off. It'd just take three or four people. If we just had three or four people, that'd be plenty up there.
It might be that a bunch of branches are dropped in advance of workday.
I'm going to put a little list together of stuff that we have so far. I've got the millings and cold patch, possible tree trimming, which to include probably down above the drain tube, volleyball net, shed work up around the shed. Do we have any like ditches or drainage tubes and stuff like that that
we
cleaned out?
Well, the Wabaz one, I thought we got them, didn't we, Howie, in the fall up over here? It was real bad. I mean, we did all them fall cleanup. Yeah.
Is the rope around the swim area?
Yeah.
It's still out there. We never pulled it. One other thing I was thinking about at some point is we may want to consider a load of rock on that top road. It's pretty much all washed off. Couple loads, probably. That's something we would want to discuss. Maybe
one thing that might be good to do is put no fishing on the swimming dock right where you walk up. I see people out there fishing a lot.
They spend money on those big signs up there that nobody reads.
Yeah, I know.
We got big signs.
I'm just saying, where you walk. If you walk, you happen to walk across a sign that says no fishing.
No trespassing, and they still don't catch that.
Well, there's probably some that can't read.
Unfortunately, the ones out there fishing are typically people that don't belong here.
Yeah.
It seems like I don't disagree with you.
Just while we're tossing some more. So there's a threshold right here. It's a fairly small thing, but I'd love to have somebody tie it. Just the doorway, the bottom threshold, you know how it's all smashed out. If we had the right materials for that, that'd be a great
small project.
Sorry, a bomb job.
Somebody was willing to do that. And then
back door.
This the back door and the clubhouse threshold. I'd like to have that on the radar. And then we talked briefly about using the fireplace for a winter event. I think it's New Year's. It never didn't happen. But it'd be interesting to have that fireplace available. Somebody that's really good at shooting flues that we knew.
Do we want to do that now or do we want to do that in the fall work day?
Fall would be fine. Fall would be fine. I mean, if you clean it out now, it's still going to be clean in the fall. But if it don't have the spark arrestor caps, by a lot of birds get in them. They'll make nests in them.
Yeah. Let's push that to fall day if you don't mind. Okay. We'll be thinking about this stuff. We got one more meeting, so and we'll be able to discuss it at that, and we'll get a good list together and try to get it published so that we can get plenty of people to show up. So that's all I had for work day. Next thing I had was late fees for dues, rollover past due.
Okay, so we have one member that has a partial amount that carried over. It doesn't show up well on the aging because it's grouped.
I think we just send them a letter and copy the attorney and basically put some teeth in it that, you know, if it isn't settled up in a whatever period of time you think's fair, that we'll have to take more measures.
Legal action.
I'm willing to do that. I just, it's, to me, I feel better to have
we
the
should
full
have
board hear that that's what's happening if I'm involved in attorney.
Yeah, because let's not get him behind. Yeah,
I'm not saying we need to get him involved. I'm just saying we're copying them on the letter.
So
and that it be shown on the letter as such, and that we should have a template letter that I think we already had kind of towards the end of last year. That I think we should use the letter that basically states, you know, no more pressure.
When you CC the attorney, what's the fee for that?
Every time we talk to the guy,
so that's what I'm trying to say.
A text is like $100.
You can put it on the letter. I don't know if you have to actually send the letter to him.
Yeah. So I'm just being aware. But I think we did really well, like with our dues last year. And I just want to continue to do well and have consistency in how we apply things. And my way to do that is to talk about it.
I think the letter we had drawn up before the end of the year basically just stated that it needed to be paid in full or it would be turned over to our attorney. And that would be sufficient.
I'll send a draft out to the board.
And then as far as other members that we were talking about just from this year, I think we need to give everybody at least a 30-day grace period for the timing of the mail and everything else. I mean, is that aligned with what you're thinking?
We've started to receive some people voluntarily paying late fees. I just received one today. Late fee. I haven't applied any late fees to. I haven't sent any new bills or anything, but I think there'll be a point for the second round of dues, right? That we probably should send a letter and just to be aware. It's good to talk about these things because I think it'll help us get better.
90% of the people out here have lived out here how long? That's what I've been told. They know when their dues are due. They know when the late fee is. So to me, if it wasn't paid February 1st, everybody that hasn't, they need a late fee added to it. Because everybody gets, let's push it off. Let's just push it. I think it's March 1st. Yeah, March 1st.
The newsletter did a really good job about talking about it.
I can remember the date. But yeah.
A friendly reminder, first half of dues and assessments were due February 1st. Delinquent after March 1st.
Yeah.
The second half are due June 1st. Delinquent after June 15th. So delinquent members can be charged a $25 fee. So in June, I'll send a second round of letters.
You read that then as there'd be a $25 fee on the first half and the second half if they're delinquent on
that. That's how I would think it.
Yeah.
If you choose to pay it separately, if it's not, you know, split it in half, you know, if you pay the first half late, that should be $25. And if they go until January next year or whatever on the next, they do that at banks. They do it
with everything. I would just read the state, check one of the statements that reads it just to make sure that reads in alignment with what we just discussed.
We'll do. I haven't
pushed hard on it, especially not last year.
You have pretty good luck, people pay.
That's what I say, people pay, but, you know, if we want.
And $25 isn't huge, it isn't like we're charging a monthly entry. Any more on that? Okay, any other new business, anybody? Last chance. The next thing I had was a chili cook-off for 311, which is this weekend, isn't it? Wow, I got here quick. Are you, Ashley, are you kind of the one ramrodding that? You and
Well, Shannon's deal, but Shannon. She's sick right now.
Oh, okay.
So Saturday I put another post on Facebook just because I think there's a little confusion about the chili cook-off. But overall, originally Shannon had brought it to the board's attention to raise money for the 4th of July. That is what it is. That is essentially what it is going to. So there is no entry fee, of course, because you spend your own money on your ingredients and whatever else. So it's $10 just for a tasting. You get to try everything. Not everybody likes chili, but if you just want to come and enjoy, it's just $1. It starts at 3, closes at 4. It gives an hour, and everybody just kind of puts in their votes. And then we have a little prize for green, red, and white. So there's 3 winners.
And it's from 3 to 4 in the afternoon?
No, 3 to 4 is just for the judging.
The judging.
Yeah.
Have you gotten much response? Are people contacting you, letting you know they're participating? Are we doing like a
I did fail to put on the post about a sign-up sheet. We just did those sign-up sheets today. So actually when people come, I'm just going to use that easel and post up a sign-up. And we have a couple people that have signed up, but I did fail to.
Would it help if we put a post back out and said, please RSVP or please contact you or Shannon if you plan on?
Yeah, I wish I would have done that on the flyer.
My only concern is you guys go to all this work and 2 people show up.
Yeah, and I think that there was a question about confusion that there
hold
was.
Hold your hand up if you're bringing chili Saturday. It's like you're going to have a turnout. That's a lot easier than RSVP.
I failed on that half.
About 12 people, so it'll be fine.
We don't know who's coming or how many are coming and what the setup is.
Okay, if you're bringing red chili, hold your number.
I can send something else.
Perfect.
Out.
Well, I wasn't overly worried about you not having a good participation, but that was just something crossed my mind. It's like I honestly got here quick. I can't believe how quick it got here.
I thought we had more time too. I was over at Shannon the other day. She goes, you doing chili? I said, well, what is it? She goes, what's coming up this Saturday? So yeah.
Got here quick.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So it sounds like you guys are on top of it as usual. 75th 4th of July. We kind of had a group of people here at the last meeting that kind of formed a committee, I think. Do we have any updates on that, Janetta?
Dave, I want to let you guys know that Petty Cash will be playing on the tennis court.
Okay, great.
From 7 to 11. Perfect. We've already been contacted, so that's a go. The other thing is that Rocking K, which is part of Kites, will be the food and beverage vendor, and they're going to be part somewhere. Clubhouse area, and I don't know the time yet.
Okay, and I actually brought a schedule from this year's 4th because I know, like on the band, they were going back and forth on what time and.
Well, ours is 7 to 11.
That should work out just fine. The cardboard boat race is the last activity at 5 o'clock, and I think does that go more than 2 hours?
That's
like photographs afterwards. So yeah, that should work out great. Thank you.
Well, I have a question. So are you gonna have porta potty? It says our house is right.
Yes.
No, we're gonna use your.
We're gonna use your. Do you have
yucca plants?
No, I don't want people pissing.
The way I understood from Mark when I talked to him about if they make the money, that's what they're going to use the money for, is to rent the porta potties for 4th of July if we needed extra
money cost. From the
chili.
Oh, okay.
That's what he said they were going to use if we needed to rent more porta potties for him, because he did not want them using the clubhouse. So all the guests here who kind of wanted to lock off. Yeah, to lock off the clubhouse.
We shouldn't anymore.
Right.
Well, we haven't had any trouble yet, but we should have a porta potty. Jim was up there.
I'm just getting young.
Hey, we still got a meeting going here, folks.
There were concerts on the tennis court before our house was ever built. Okay, we're the closest neighbor. Beth is also closest neighbor. Kathy has her shack shed on her property. There's going to be how many people on that tennis court with a band? And that's where the plan is, to put everybody up there in our yard?
But like, what is the
plan? We need a plan.
We had a committee that put this together.
They didn't consider anybody that lives up here. They did it on their own.
So you need to answer.
I don't have that, but we would be glad to take that into consideration.
How many people are going to be up there?
I have no idea.
We have no idea.
So you're thinking 100?
Oh, no.
No, that's going to be more.
You're thinking maybe 200?
There's going to be another van too going.
And so my backyard is there. It used to be an empty field that somebody owned before my house was there. That was different. That is the worst spot for that concert.
We've already decided it. So now we just need to make the best of it.
Do you want to? I mean, we could.
And we've asked.
Yeah. We could put up a. I don't know. This was not a we could put up a snow fence or something. It wasn't a
good idea to have kind of like the fence we use for the 4th of July fireworks. You know, that same fence that we used for that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
We'll look to, we have still some time. We'll look to hear in the next meeting from the committee about what they might be doing, snow fence. Other things to address.
Yeah, there was a, I don't know if you guys were here last, was that last meeting and all that discussion?
But I would recommend that huge lot that when you pull into Lake Calhoun, all that land that is vacant, look at that as the spot for everybody to sit for a concert.
Well, they're trying to find a level area that, you know, they could, even if they had to set 10 up or 10s up. Again, this was not something that the board, there's a committee that came that asked to be able to put, have a band at the tennis courts. I know we've had weddings and, you know, wedding parties and stuff up there too in the past. I apologize. The board really never got involved in it. Maybe we should have got more involved. It was kind of one of those things that we've had another member on the other side of the lake that's done it for many years. This year, some other members came forward and asked if they could do it, and they wanted to do it on a tennis court. I don't think we got past that discussion any further than that.
Because after the conversation they had, they formed their committee to figure it out.
Let's just perhaps ask the committee to talk with Mark and consider his concerns, and then we'll talk again.
Yeah, we can put up a snow fence along that side of the
I don't have an answer, and I don't know that it's appropriate for the board to have a strong answer
answer right now either. Thanks for sharing your concerns, though. I mean, it's...
It should be a concern. Anybody with their backyard against that. Yeah, we knew when we built. But a big event like the 75th celebration, there could be an alternate spot, or it has to be minimized downtime.
Or just control. That's all we're asking. Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough.
All right. Did our committee leave?
So, if that gives you any hint of how it's going to be handled, that's not a good enough.
I was hoping we'd get through some activities. We covered most of them in the minutes. I was going to go down the schedule here just to make sure that if there's any changes. Harold still here? Or do you
think? Yeah, he bailed.
Fishing Derby, which I would assume Harold will still do, that pretty much goes till about 11. The parade at noon, and we'll get more detailed on this when we get closer, you know, to the event. Pink Flamingo race at 12:30, which, at my understanding, is we're still having Tracy Lewis do that with Lisa and my assistance. Frog race, 1 o'clock?
1 o'clock.
Okay.
And then Survivor following that.
All right. So bucket pong is typically from 2 to 5.
Okay.
Sign up at 1:30 to 2. How long does the frog race usually take?
Half an hour.
Half an hour.
Okay, so from 1:30 to, what do you think, how long Survivor? That's usually a little longer, isn't it?
I haven't talked to Mark yet. It'd take a little longer, and if we don't have time.
Well, I think you could, that's up to you guys, however you want to do it. Lori's going to have her bucket pong, and she'll have a list of teams, and not everybody's playing at the same time, but, we might have some flexibility there if we needed to move.
But the ones that were playing bucket pong might not necessarily do Survivor and vice versa. Exactly.
So, and then at 5 o'clock, the boat race, and 7 o'clock is when they talk about the band.
I think she said 7-11.
7-11 with a break at 10 for the fireworks. So we can, we'll discuss this a little more detail. One thing will be a big piece will be the collections or the donations at the gate.
Yes, I plan to send the same list out, ask the same people if they're willing to.
I think we need to try to reach out to some others, because I know Tim and Pat Barnovitz, I think they would do it if someone would reach out and ask them.
There was definitely some spot to fill. I covered 2 spots last time.
I mean, it seems like the same people do it every year. And I mean, we've been here for 2, we've done it every year we've been here.
Yeah.
This year, Dean and I ain't gonna be able to do it. All of our kids are gonna be here this year. So,
are you okay to manage that?
Yeah, I have that list. I'll manage the list.
But I mean, I would ask Tim and Pat.
I'll bring more people in. That'd be great.
All righty. That's all I had. You got anything else? Right on schedule.
Make a motion, major.
Donation last year, or the tent that I have. I think that's what we've used in the last couple of years. You just use that from the back of the house.
All right. Randy made a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Thanks, everybody.